Doc, this is dictating on Andrea Derricotte. Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A. Andrea Derricotte, D. Let's see, D-E, D as in David, D-E-R-R-I-C-O-T-E. Derricotte, D-E-R-R-I-C-O-T-E. Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A. Date of birth is 4/8/1948. Date of visit 9/5/24. Please make copy for Richard Potts, P-O-T-T-S, Dr. Richard Potts, M.D. Next, next paragraph. Dear Richard, thank you for sending Andrea Derricotte for pulmonary evaluation. Next, paragraph is present illness. This is a 76-year-old lady who is overweight, has had persistent cough, wheezing, thick sputum production with some brownish bloody sputum at times. The patient had a chest CT done on 7/30/24, which showed linear densities and mild ground glass and densities in the lower lobes, likely scarring with atelectasis and mild bronchiectatic changes. Period. The patient has been on an albuterol inhaler but states none of the inhalers have helped her. She has also previously been tried on antibiotics and periodic courses of steroids, period. The patient had COVID-19 infection. And states she may have long COVID. She, however, does have symptoms of asthma since several years. And had no recent PFT done. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history includes history of chronic back pain and right arm pain. She has had surgery on her right, surgery on her left breast for an abscess. She also has sciatica and has history for hypertension as well as diabetes mellitus. Other surgery includes C-sections time 2, history of cervical spine fusion, and surgery on her right arm following an injury. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient never smoked, denies alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies to codeine, chlorothalidone, lisinopril, metoprolol. Next paragraph. Family history, father died of heart disease and mother also had a heart attack. Next paragraph. Review of systems, the patient has fatigue and weight gain. She has cough, wheezing, hemoptysis, shortness of breath. She also has abdominal pains, heartburn, and constipation. occasional chest pains, arm pain, calf muscle pains and palpitations, and leg swelling. She has asthmatic symptoms and eczema. Denies depression or anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And she denies, she does have skin rash and itching and easy bruising. And also had cataracts with glaucoma. Next, medalist. Glipizide 5 milligrams TID. Chlorothalidone 25 milligrams daily. And Trilogy 1 puff daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a moderately obese elderly female who's alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 138/80, pulse 96, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 200 pounds, saturation 96. HEND anomphalic pupils are reactive. Sclera with clear throat is mildly injected. He has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered visas in the upper chest with prolonged expirations. No crackles. Heart sounds are irregular, sonorous, asthma, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. Mild edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes are 1+ with no growth, no relapses. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1, chronic bronchitis and bronchiectasis. Number 2 is asthma with recurrent exacerbation. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is diabetes mellitus. Number 5 is exogenous obesity and possible OSA. And number 6 is hemoptysis. Etiology undetermined. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC IgE level COAG profile and advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator studies. The patient was advised to have a bronchoscopy to evaluate her hemoptysis and lower lobe lung infiltrates to rule out atypical mycobacterial disease. And she will continue with albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, and a follow-up visit be arranged in 6 weeks. The patient also might benefit from a polysomnographic study. We'll keep you informed of any new findings. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Richard Potts, MD.